Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Today, I want to talk to you about something called, or what I should say, I call an FAQ notebook. Now, this is something I teach in a lot of my classes, and I happen to think of it this week because I was teaching it in my current Mastering Sales Funnels system, and I think it's really something that everybody could really use to help them really bring awareness to their business. And what I mean by that is, you know, I'm sure you all heard of sales funnels, but you don't have to worry if you haven't. But basically, the top of a sales funnel is what marketing is all about, and that is getting people aware of you and your services. So it's awareness. So marketing and sales are not the same things. A lot of VAs make the mistake of selling instead of sharing. So what awareness is getting people's attention, and not just anybody, but your dream client's attention. And a lot of times people are like, well, what do I post on you know, Facebook, or what do I say in a blog post, or how do I get people to know, like, and trust me? How do I start that conversation, if you will? And so I've done a couple of podcasts on this. I've done a couple of blog posts on this. But marketing is awareness. Marketing is sharing. And how you figure out what to share and what to say is what this FAQ notebook is all about. So I call it an FAQ notebook because what it is, it can be an online notebook, you know, in something like OneNote or Evernote, or it could be an offline notebook using a spiral notebook or just, you know, sticky notes, whatever works for you. But what it's for is for you to keep track of the most commonly asked questions about your services by your target market. Right? So the FAQ notebook is a list of FAQs about whatever your services are by your dream clients. And it's just a notebook. And so everything that I do in my business in regards to the VA industry comes from my FAQ notebook. I keep track of the most commonly asked questions that I see in my Facebook and LinkedIn groups, from my free training vault, from actually my students, and I use that to create content. And I get awareness from this because the stuff that I put out is not the same as everybody else in the industry. So my stuff is very different. But I put my spin on those frequently asked questions. So an FAQ notebook is nothing more than an online or offline notebook where you store the frequently asked questions about your service. So for instance, if you're somebody who offers a WordPress services, and your dream clients are business coaches, right? You would visit LinkedIn groups or Facebook groups where you'll find your dream clients, or your business coaches, and you would basically be a fly on the wall and you would listen to see what they're asking about WordPress. Or you could use the search feature and say the Facebook group for business coaches, and you could search for different ways to spell WordPress. So WP, or the whole word WordPress, or two words, or you could put in website. The goal of this is for you to start collecting information that you can use to get awareness. Now, this information can be turned into blog posts and lead magnets and social media posts. It could be a Facebook Live. It could be a YouTube series. The reason that you don't just randomly put information out is because you're trying to get the awareness of your potential clients. You don't want to just get awareness from anybody. You want to make sure that the people who you want to serve know who you are and that you can solve their problems. And the FAQs are the problems that you need to solve. So FAQ notebook, again, online or offline, why you need one or several. So you can have one big one, or you could have one for each service. So if you offer WordPress services and MailChimp services, you could have one FAQ notebook per, because people are going to have different issues with MailChimp than they do with WordPress. So you could use one of each, or you could just have one big one. So like I use Evernote, and I just basically tag mine by what type of questions they are. So you can, you know, be ultra organized or not. But the benefits is then you start to provide valuable information to your dream clients. And what they're going to do is they're going to become aware of you because you're sharing your knowledge. You're answering their questions.
you're posting how-to videos or you're posting blog posts. That's what you want to do. So you can also use this to help you create what I call hot topics. And hot topics are the things you want to be known for. So going back to WordPress services, if you're somebody who builds WordPress websites and you really want to be known for building professional one-page websites, this will help you create what I call hot topics. And hot topics, again, are what you want to be known for within your service offering. So I offered Infusionsoft services for years. I became known as the cleanup queen for Infusionsoft because I would be given projects where I'd have to go in and clean up somebody else's mess who thought they knew Infusionsoft, but they really didn't. So that's what a hot topic would do. So an FAQ notebook is just a way to capture the most common questions that you see about your services from your audience, and you that can create content around that. Because if you've listened to any of my other podcasts or read my blogs, you know that content is king. You want to make sure that you're getting out in front of your audience and sharing valuable content. Well, the FAQ notebooks is what's going to help you do that. And part of marketing is repeating yourself. So even though you thought, well, I already said that, doesn't matter. New people, new set of eyes. You want to continue to share that information with them. So short little podcast today, but I wanted to share this little nugget that has really helped me. It's called an FAQ notebook, and it's something that you can continue to add to, and it can be something that you can use to create blog posts and social media posts and YouTube videos and create your hot topics from. The goal of the FAQ notebook isn't just to gather information, it's actually to use that information to get awareness for your dream clients. They want to know that you're out there, you understand their biggest pain points, and that you can solve them. So if you're going to be doing any type of funnels in your business, this is the top of the funnel, which is getting awareness. So I hope you found this short little podcast helpful. I'd love to know if you have an FAQ notebook or if you've created one. I'd love to know how it's helped you. So feel free to leave a comment or reach out to me, whatever feels most comfortable, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.